Tomorrow is Count Day across the state of Michigan, and that's an important day, especially for administrators. Fortunately, our numbers are up this year, and we were anticipating being up about 20 students from last year, but in actuality, we're going to be up about 60, so that's a great surprise for us. We hired 9 new teachers over the summer and into the school year, so it's great to have that new energy. We lost a couple of really good teachers to retirement last year, so our hope is that we not only replace them with quality, but they'll be able to take off and pitch in right away as this year has started. So, again, 9 new teachers to start the year.
When you look at these 60 students that have come in, are they coming in just new families to Negaunee? Where are they coming from?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mix. You know, we benefit from the School of Choice program. The district has a really good reputation, so we're able to bring in positive numbers that way. But I was talking to Kelsey when we were listening to Pink, and had mentioned that the houses in Negaunee, just it seemed like they would go up for sale and then boom, they were sold. So mm-hmm. We have a lot of people coming from out of town as well, out of the area that have moved in.
Well, it's exciting to certainly hear something like that when you've got numbers up, but that also keeps things busy. So, you know, on the school level, lots of different things going on. What's the latest for folks and parents to know?
It is busy. For those of you that didn't know, we just wrapped up homecoming week last week. We played Lance on Friday night. We're still getting used to this Westpac football schedule.
Yeah, it is different,
But we haven't played Lance in years, but we had a successful homecoming game with them. I think the final was 40-6. This coming Friday, we have another interesting game. We play at Bessemer. I don't know that we've played Bessemer or Gogebic in our history of our program. But what's unique about that is our longtime coach, the coach prior to Coach Jacobson, Dukoski, not only did he coach in Negaunee for 32 years, but he graduated from Wakefield High School. And Wakefield is part of that co-op. So on Friday night, we're going to have the Dukoski Traveling Trophy, and he will be in Bessemer that night to present. Dick also spoke at our homecoming program last Friday, and it was awesome to hear him talk. I mean, I had him as a coach, and he coached hundreds of athletes in Negaunee, so it's good to have him around the district still and active with us.
And do I understand that both teams are named the Miners?
They are. The Battle of the Miners, right? The Gogebic Miners and the Negaunee Miners. And there is a question I heard you guys talking on the radio earlier. That's a 7:00 Eastern time start for us because, of course, Bessemer is in the central time zone.
So that means our broadcast will be starting at 6:30 with a pregame here on Sunny FM with the Negaunee Miners and the Gogebic Miners going at it, and then the kickoff at 7:00 Eastern time. Again, this traveling trophy, this just something to get going between the two groups of miners?
It is. You know, the talk of this started this summer when we did a night that we dedicated to Coach Koski during Pioneer Days. And then we talked, what way can we remember him as he, even though he's a part of the program still, just as an active advocate, but, you know, in years to come, now that we play this game, and we don't have the Diamond Jubilee Trophy because the Negaunee Marquette game is put on hold for a couple of years. Hopefully we can get that one back. But now we have a new trophy because Dick has ties to both areas, and we thought what a cool way to remember him.
It is 9:19 on this Tuesday morning as we continue with the program on our Tuesday morning superintendent series. In the studio with us is Dan Skews, the superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. Dan, lots of things going on in some of the key the buildings, the schools, and let's give them the full list.
There are. So I'm just going to kind of hit some dates, and hopefully you can, if you miss any, you can tune in to our Facebook page or back to the broadcast a little bit later in the afternoon. But we have 2 music events coming up. One for our choral students, that's called the Big Sing, that happens at Westwood High School every year. That's going to take place on October 10th, so next Wednesday. And then the following Tuesday on October 16th, we have the Big String for our orchestra students, and that's at Marquette Senior High School that all of the county orchestra students participate in.
Mm-hmm.
At Lakeview, we have 2 really cool events coming up. The book fair is going to be pretty much the entire month of October. It's from the 8th until the 23rd. But one thing that'll be happening is on the 10th of October, so again next Wednesday, it's called Art on the Lake. And each classroom has been working on a canvas for the silent auction, and the canvases will be displayed in the hallways of the school, and each will have a silent bid sheet for our parents to place bids on, or grandparents. And then bidding on the canvases will be during the Art on the Lake show. and winners will be announced at the conclusion of the show. Lakeview is also having a mother-son Halloween dance. We have a father-daughter dance in the spring, and we brought in a mother-son Halloween dance that's going to take place on the 19th of October. It is a costume party. That should be a fun time for sons and their moms to attend. If you want more information there, you can call the building. Mm-hmm. Students might not want their parents to know this, but it's something parents should know, is we have a flu shot clinic coming up on the 17th of October. Different times depending on what building your student is in. So you can contact your child's building if you haven't received a flyer already. Again, that's going to happen on the 17th. And then also on next Wednesday is a busy day in the district. Our high school will be sponsoring a Feeding America food pantry. Again, we usually do that a couple of times a year. Mike Trawella is the person behind those food pantries, and he's a 1973 Nagani grad, and he's been working with Mark Marana for the last several years with the food pantry. And it's a great opportunity for our athletes and National Honor Society students to give back to the community who might be in need.